This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Hey, I worked hard to be despicable or stupid or whatever. I mean, whatever way you want to look at this thing. Hey, I'm Joe Bassini, your host. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live tonight. You know, I pulled up two for the next couple hours. I pulled up two, I don't want to call them old, previously recorded golden pieces. You know, I'm so irritated with the dope thing that's going on. You know, the marijuana thing. Everyone thinks it's no big deal. You know, I'm not saying the sky is falling, but I do want to drive home the point that here's this is not your grandpa. Your grandpa's a dope, if you would. You know, marijuana, whatever you want to call it. Weed, I don't care what you call it. It's the same thing no matter what you call it. Okay? I mean, you really have to pay attention to what your kids are sucking up, so to speak. And then, did our founding fathers really want God out of our lives? I don't think so. Bill Federer will join us to discuss that. Also, we're going to talk about the markets, the roller coaster markets with our favorite David Fisher right after the first break. But this is not breaking news, but it definitely should break your heart, right? You got Disney now, or so we're being told. Come on, anybody remember this one? Come on. This is Mickey Mouse Club intro. Anyway. Planned Parenthood put out a tweet. Why parents aren't in an uproar over this, I just don't know. All right? And this is not even the beloved and trusted Snopes, I don't trust it, and it's not beloved to me, says, yeah, this is true. Planned Parenthood put out a tweet and said, we need a Disney princess who's had an abortion. Right, because that's what we want our girls to look up to. Let's look up to women who, or princess, or whatever term you want to use. Let's teach our girls to look up to women who've had abortions, okay? Specifically, who've had abortions, not ones that suffered through the pregnancy. Now, again, not because, you know, if it's a medical reason, if it's what, I don't even know. I'm not going to go through that whole side of it. But just simply, if you're using abortion as birth control, that's just sick. All right? I don't want my girls looking up to it. I don't want my girls going to watch movies where princesses in the movies or whatever talk about how they've had abortions and it was the best thing they ever did. Right? We need a princess who's pro-choice, they said. We need a Disney princess who's an undocumented. So, you know what? Why don't we just do this? You can have an undocumented immigrant worker princess, okay, who's a union worker, very happy paying her dues, that decide to sleep with the foreman, get pregnant, and have an abortion. That would make these people extremely happy, would it not? They wrote this. I didn't. They wrote this. So they want, here's what they want. They want to change the whole lineup of princesses. They want one that's had an abortion. They want one who's pro-choice. They want one who's an undocumented immigrant, as they call it, or I say illegal alien, as it's called in the legal world. They want a Disney princess who's actually a union worker. I mean, technically, aren't they all? You know what I'm saying? And we need a Disney princess who's trans. So I'm really still trying to figure this out. Why is all this brought into the Disney world? Right? Why is it that around every turn, these people, I don't. We know why. I mean, ultimately, we all know why. But why? Where are you, parents, that are not for this, that are against this? Where are you? And why aren't you speaking out? And why aren't you saying anything? Push back on Disney. Now, I know they're big and they're humongous, and you're not going to, yeah, you'll do them some damage. You can cause them some dollars. Do you know what I'm saying? We've let them get away with this stuff so long. And then you guys don't pay attention. You parents don't pay attention. You look at the, you know, what you've seen recently written about iPads and the iPad and the iPhone usage for young people and how parents use it as a babysitter for all intents and purposes. Okay, our parents used a TV set. And not that it was much better than an iPad, because it's just that constant bombardment into your brain of what they want to teach you. But my God, you have got to pay attention to what's going into your kids' eyes and ears. You have to pay attention to what's going into their brains. This is crazy stuff. Please, please. Now, what have I got? I haven't got enough time to do this. You know, auto accidents are number one. The leading cause of auto accidents, auto deaths in this country is from teen drivers. So if we use the same logic, I want you to think about this. If we use the same logic that the left uses, we have disturbed teens, disturbed people that have used guns to kill people, so we have to get rid of the guns. So maybe, I'm just throwing this out there, you guys tell me. Maybe we shouldn't allow teens to drive. What do you think? Maybe we should take away driver's licenses for teens. Now, in 1 year alone, 2,400 teens were killed. They died in auto accidents. Right? Over half of that number, almost 60% of those, the teen was driving. And the other 44%, the teen was the passenger. Many weren't wearing seatbelts. Some were texting. I wonder how that works. Maybe we should take away the phones. I'm confused here. Because if you use their logic, if you want to do things the same way they tell you should do them, if we should be like they are, if we should understand their logic and live within their logic, then should we not do the same thing they do? Maybe we should take all cars away. I'm just trying to understand. All right, so maybe we don't take all cars away, but we don't allow teens to drive anymore. What do you think? I'm good with that. Based on these numbers and based how the left figures things out, works things out. Let's do it that way. What do you think? All right, we'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. David Fisher joins me after the break. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Hey. This is Ricky from Banyan Hill. You like freedom? I do. You like money? I do too. If you like freedom and money, then you're going to love Freedom Checks. You see, over the next few months, an estimated $34.6 billion is up for grabs to anyone who stakes their claim. Yep, you heard that right. $34.6 billion. To get all the details, just go to www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com. Thousands of people are already lined up to cash in. Take Doug, for example. He's a 46-year-old from Joplin, Missouri, who's set to get a check for $24,075. And if Doug can do this, I've got a hunch that you can too. But here's the thing. If you want the chance to grab your full fair share of this $34.6 billion payout, you must have your ducks in a row by May 1st. So don't wait. Get over to www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com before May 1st. That's www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
You're part of a dying breed, Habsburg, like people who can name all 50 states. Their truth hurts, doesn't it, Habsburg? Oh, sure. Maybe not as much as jumping on a bicycle with a seat missing, but it hurts.
Back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. You know, last week you guys were going nuts. You're sending me texts and you're sending me emails and asking me all kinds of questions. I said, look, line them up. When I get Fisher on the line, we'll talk to him about it. David Fisher joins me, CEO of Landmark Capital. David, always a pleasure to have you with me. I'm sure you have your roller coaster seatbelt on, right?
Yeah, you got to think of that. You got to get that song from the 70s, Roller Coaster. I won't sing on your program.
No, please don't.
Because yeah, that's exactly.
I don't either.
That's exactly what's happening. Welcome to the roller coaster. I said we're going to be in this environment in January. Said that in January for this year, and I still hold that opinion, and now it's being proven right. And we're going to have a lot more roller coaster. Unfortunately, it's just part of the nature of the beast, as they say, in the environment we're in. So calm yourself. This is normal. Well, The roller coaster effect is not normal in this environment. Nobody likes roller coasters, you know, where the market is up 400 or 500 points in the Dow like yesterday, and it closed down over 300, almost 400 points, close to a 900-point swing or thereabouts. So, I mean, that's not normal, but it is indicative of the environment we're in, and expect more of that. So it's just buckle your seatbelts. It is not something for the faint-hearted right now.
You've been saying this.
You're exactly right. In fact, I heard an interview today on Fox News. A person that manages a hedge fund, short of pleading with the listeners of saying, "Don't sell out. Don't put yourself into this. This is the time you wanting to buy." The same rhetoric I heard in 2007, you know, prior to the big downturn, you know. So we're showing some signs of downturn even more now than we saw in January. Will it do that or not? Nobody knows that, but I think we're leaning more towards the downside than the upside.
All right, but you have been talking about this for a long time. You've been talking about the market, you know, having to, you know, reset or what have you. And then you're talking about some of the uncertainties going on in the world. You've got North Korea, meeting with China today. You've got the Chinese trade wars. We talked about this. You've got all kinds of effects on the market. One of the things that we don't talk about that much about either is, you know, computers are also set. This is also a computerized trading to a degree, is it not?
Well, I think a big portion of it is. I don't want to say it's the largest, but computers, you know, don't react on an emotion. They react on when the computer interprets the market as doing this, then the computer responds and does this. So some of that is caused by this, both the up and both the down. But, you know, there's human emotion in this. And that people lead the system, not a computer. The computer reacts to what people are doing.
Right, but my point, I guess, is from what I've read, if the market starts to go down, if certain stocks or what have you start to go in a certain direction, then these computers are told at a certain percentage point to start to sell. Well, when you've got five or six that start to sell, then you got, you know, 10 more that jump on the bandwagon. There's no human interaction to speak of, right? Or am I off here?
No, you're right. It's called a stop loss. When the market, let's say you own a stock, you know, brand X, and that drops 10%, that trigger or whatever percentage, maybe that the person who inputs the data in the computer tells the computer put a stop loss. In other words, if it drops 5%, sell out, or if it drops 10%, whatever the criteria. So the brand X stock drops that much, and then a sell orders go in, which triggers a lower market in that stock, usually. At the same time, another person on the other side of the fence could be say, "Hey, when Brand X stock drops 5 or 10%, put a buy order in on the very same stock." So this is why you see this, why you could be seeing this volatility. That should tell us one thing. The market does not have a clear direction. Because anytime you see this huge swings up and down, intraday trading, that means in one day,
right,
or one day to the next day, that means people don't know the direction of the market. And that's been, and I said, we were going to get into this year of 2008 where people are not going to be able to figure out the direction of the market. So let's look at what's causing it, not who's doing it. The cause of it is there's massive uncertainty going on right now. Whether it be tariffs, whether it be a trade war, and we should be talking about that, whether these markets are going down and they're breaking support lines, which they clearly are doing that, whether it be inflation and what the fear of the Fed might be doing, raising rates, which might be happening to treasuries with the Fed unwinding the balance sheet, all these things, the debt of our country, I mean, we have to talk today about what's going on in the treasury market. It is insane what is happening today. It is concerning, and this is not something that we've seen in quite some time. That brings a whole other factor to the market. So you put it all together in this massive, what you call goulash uncertainty, and that's what is causing this environment. And yes, it's reflecting on computer trading. But people are driving the emotion of this thing.
No, hey, listen, I look at all this stuff every day. You know, when you go to the different economic spokesmen, spokesholes, whatever you want to call them. You know, I peruse the internet to see who's saying what. It's almost, I don't know, David. It's kind of like however you were brought up, or when it comes to, you know, economics, it's almost a flavor thing at times, you know, as to what's driving this or not driving this. It's always interesting to me to listen to the different points of view, if you would, right?
Well, there is different points of view. There's some brokerage houses telling you now to hop in the market. You missed out. You should have been in it, you know, third quarter, second quarter, 2017. And now the time when this market comes down like it has is time. It's correct. Let's get into it. But Morgan Stanley's just recently said the opposite. It said that this was the peak for the market. So earlier this year in January, Dennis Gartman said there's a watershed call of equities in the markets that are showing that this was, you know, multi-factors, in other words, that showing this was the top of the market. So you have some very well-respected people that are saying, I wouldn't touch this thing and stay in it and ride the thing down right now. I mean, Dennis Gartman suggested you should take at least a third of your money and go to cash. And I think that's a wise thing. I didn't say get out of the market 100%. I think that's wise, and it's a defensive environment to take, because we had it such a overly heated market last year. You know, one thing, there's this technical side. There's a thing called a 200-day moving average, which takes into account the stock or a index going up and down. When you look in the S&P 500, it's tested this index.
We'll talk
more about that.
Yeah, on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host, just on the rail side, with David Fisher, CEO of Landmark Capital. Love it when he's on. He's explaining what you should do with your money and how deep you should bury it in the backyard. We'll be back in a minute. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon, eBay, and at GraceAlley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon, eBay, and GraceAlley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Welcome back.
This is just a fad.
To the real side.
Well, fad or not, it's here to stay.
With Joe Messina.
And it's killing your show in the ratings.
This is The Real Side.
We are back. You listen to The Real Side with Joe Messina. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Let's jump right back in again because money's important, and how deep you bury it in the backyard is even more important. David Fisher, CEO of Landmark Capital, joins me. David, again, thanks for joining me, and thanks for, you know, trying to clear up the uncertainty in the market. And, you know, is this 1928 all over again? What are we doing? What's happening?
Well, there's articles that are coming out that's saying we're breaking through. We're having some patterns of 1920. In fact, I have it here in my hand. The title of the article says "Trend Lines Broken: Similarities to 1929, which was the Great Depression; 1987, which was Black Monday; and the Nikkei, which is the Japanese stock market in 1990. These trend lines of broken similarities are continuing. So there's some people coming out here and saying, "Well, there's a lot of patterns here on a technical." Repeat that will cause the market to go down. You know, we were talking a little bit about that before we went to the break. So when you look at what you call the 200-day moving average, not to get all technical, but this is important that people understand a very simple technical fundamental because it will tell you how much the market can go down and go up, typically, not always. But it's the average of that index or stock over 200 days, how it moves. That's why they call it a 200-day moving average. Simply put, this is a support level for the S&P recently, or it could be a technical resistance level, but it's the S&P's been above a 200-day moving average for quite some time. But if you saw the big downturn in the markets in February, the S&P came down a whole bunch and tested that support level and then bounced off and went back up. And recently, this last week, it tested it again. So what this is saying is the market's trying to go lower. But if we had, while the market's going lower, Joe, if we had, in my opinion, some major news that broke that created a lot of uncertainty that was very factual, the market would go lower. Then we would be into another downturn of a bear market in stocks. It's trying to do that, but it's not allowing it to happen. That's why I'm saying I think we're leaning more towards the downside than the upside because we did have a 10% correction here recently. You have that every 3 years, but we haven't had the big correction of 20% or greater. That happens usually every 7 years, and we're about 10 years past that.
Yeah, so that's
ether.
Yeah, that's what you've been saying. You know, again, I'm not the financial expert, but you've been talking about this on the show forever, about waiting for certain things to happen and certain things in the market to happen. So when this was happening last week, I kept telling people, look, this is not the end of the world. I mean, this is not, you know, and the people don't know it, but, you know, I was texting you during the week going, okay, well, what about this and what about that and what's happening here? And again, so the 9-to-5er, because I always like to bring it back to the guy that's working hard to feed his family, what does this mean to him? I mean, is this a call to precious metals? Is this a call to cash? Is this a call to real estate? What is this?
This is a call to have all those in your portfolio. This is a call to not have 100% of your money in stocks. I mean, if the metal markets was doing this and you had a big chunk of your money in metals, this would be a call to say, let's diversify. But you should never be 100% in any market anyway. I mean, so this is a call to get properly diversified, have some money in cash, have some money in metals, make sure you're not overloaded in stocks and real estate, which typically what people do, and that's leveraged money. So leveraged money will come home to roost to cause massive problems, and it's showing up. The Fed leveraged their money, and now it's unwinding their balance sheet. That's entering into the factor. They're raising rates while this is happening. It's not just one thing, but I want to make it clear. This is not a financial crisis. This is a market correction. Those two things are totally different. 2007 was a financial crisis that caused a market correction. Now, I think we're going to have a financial crisis again. In fact, it's inevitable. We will go from one crisis to another. But this is building, and I think it's, if I had to speculate, next year or possibly the year after, the world will have a financial crisis. But this is not a financial crisis now. This is a market correction, and the things that are influencing trying to have a more of a normal market correction is tariffs, what's going on with China and the United States, and that whole ping pong or tennis match between President Trump and their president. There's also some things that I'm going to make sure we make an announcement today that China is doing in retaliation. That's huge. Something I've been predicting on your program for over a year, and it happened on Sunday, so we got to talk about that. This is also being influenced by the Fed unwinding the balance sheet, the Treasury's not being bought enough, and the Treasury reporting, we have a major problem, and the government debt going up, and especially even more so with this $1.3 trillion omnibus bill. I mean, we have a perfect storm of a fiscal problem brewing that will surface and come to the surface next year or the year after. There's no way getting around it unless all of a sudden the government stops spending, gets our debt under control, and it has the world buy a whole bunch of treasuries to support this. But that's not going to happen overnight. But to get to that environment, we're going to have massive inflation to cause that, which creates a whole other problem. So we're going to have some financial turmoil for the next couple years. There's no way getting around that. Will we have higher stock prices? I don't think we're going to have even close to what we saw last year. This year, I said that at the beginning of January, and I still hold that today. Expect a single-digit increase only at best in your stock portfolio this year, which means less than 10%.
Let's take it back to the Chinese thing you were talking about a second ago, which, again, you have talked about this before, on the show. You know, President Trump started talking about tariffs. You delved into it a little bit last week, and you saw the market took a nosedive, but then it looked like that they were coming together. It looked like China and the U.S. were going to talk through and see where they could make some concessions to each other. You saw the market actually start to go up a little bit. I mean, this is like craziness. What will China do, maybe in retaliation? What do you think China's going to do to maybe force us into a corner? I don't know.
Well, they've done three things already. They've, just like President Trump, sent a letter to China listing the to-do list on what the Chinese need to do to get this tariffs in line. And that list was 100 products. The Chinese retaliated back with their own list representing 128 U.S. products of what they're going to do. And the retaliation is even more significant than what President Trump is saying. So, I mean, this is not getting any better. It's just people sticking their heels in the mud. That's one thing that China is doing in response. The second thing that China has done in response was confirmed last week and talked about in January, where the Chinese have sold a significant amount of U.S. treasuries. They've been you know, put it into perspective, over 10 years ago, they held $4.5, somewhere in there, $1 trillion of treasuries, the largest holder. They're no longer the largest holder of treasuries by the treasury's own admittance. Now the Fed is, but China said they would probably sell and maybe stop buying, get my terminology right, U.S. Treasuries. They said that in January, and was not confirmed until the actual report came out from the Treasury last week, and they did sell a bunch of Treasuries in January, and they have been backing away. They only hold $1.17 trillion, so they sold over $3 trillion of Treasuries, and you have to keep in mind, when there's a trade deficit of $357 billion per year from China with us, where do you think that money goes? It goes into buying a U.S. Treasury. So for President Trump, this is what people are not thinking about, trying to get this trade deficit back down to equal or at least down $100 billion is what one of the two goals President Trump has. He's, in essence, forcing the Chinese no longer to buy our debt. So this it creates a whole other problem. this is why I said, you know,
wait a minute, but this is like a drug addict trying to get off of drugs, right? I mean, you got to get off. You got to come off it somehow and in some way, but the pain is tremendous on the way off.
Well, that's what I've been saying, and a lot of people who are just so pro Trump, and I'm a pro Trump guy. I've been, you know, when he was one of the 16 candidates, he was my guy. But I said, you know, it's going to be bumpy because he doesn't understand not a whole lot, but he doesn't understand everything. And this is where I think it's one area where he's not 100% wrong, nor the percentage is not greater wrong than right, but there's ramifications of trying to get this trade in line, and this is where I don't think it's going to work in our favor. I've said that all along. I'm still holding that opinion. I'd like to see data where it proved wrong, and there isn't any. And if any of your listeners can find that, I'll be the first one to say, you know, here's a piece of history where it actually did work. But there's no history, to my knowledge, of all this studying where trade tariffs work. They turn into trade wars, and that's what this is turning in.
We got to go for a quick break. Hold that thought, because I want to hear the rest of this. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side of GCN Live. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metals dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
If I guess what I'm saying is, God bless your guilty white ass.
We are back. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with the 855 Real Show. 855-732-5563. Yes, Alice Cooper. That's my day. You know, we got to talk about crazy stuff going on. Anyway, David Fisher joins us. He is the CEO of Landmark Capital. You know, I keep telling you, he speaks to us in plain, simple English. He's pretty much called this stuff over the years, you know, the economic issues and things that are going on. He's been talking to us about how the market has to reset, you know, and again, as he said in the beginning, I hope you have your roller coaster helmet and seatbelt on. David, we were talking about China's retaliation towards us, and you were coming up or getting ready to hit on the third thing that's driving this that they're coming at us with. I'm waiting.
You ready?
No.
All the preparation, all the expectations, the cheerleading, once for this, the doomsdayers, they've all said this. I don't know if it's ever going to happen. On Sunday night while we were sleeping, Monday morning, Asian markets opened, and China launched the PetroYuan for the first time in the history. What does this mean? What is the PetroYuan?
Yes.
Well, first of all, in simple terms, let's go back in time. The U.S. dollar is backed by gold. The British pound was the world reserve currency. They lost that over a 9-year period of time. Why? Because We were backed by gold. They weren't. And we had no debt structure. They did. The world lost confidence, and the transition happened. And it started with having another option to use another currency instead of the British pound. So we got to be the world reserve currency for quite a long time. In 1971, though, Nixon took us off a gold standard. So the world didn't need to hold our currency near as much before. So what did we do? 3 years later, in 1974, we created another incentive called the petrodollar. In other words, all oil contracts would be sold in dollar-denominated assets. That right. was intact until it was tested a couple years ago by China. And China all along has been working over, at least since 2000, when they're welcomed in the World Trade Organization. Some say it's been started as long as 25 years ago. But they've been making huge preparations to launch their currency. It's already been out there, but launch a currency contracting oil called the Petrowon. So now there's an alternative out there, just like the dollar was the alternative when British pound was around. The alternative is now countries can use Chinese currency instead of the U.S. dollar to buy oil in. They can receive that payment when they sell, when that country sells, and that contract is denominated in the yuan. That country that receives the payment for the yuan can convert that to gold. So going back to what the United States dollar was at one point, so it's pretty simple. So here's what happened. On Monday morning, Asian times, in the first hour of trading of this currency, over 10 billion wons in contracts were traded. Over 23,000 contracts. But this is like a huge number in reference. It was not only welcome, but it was just sought after on a big scale of being trading. So who knows what's going to happen? Here's what's not going to happen. We're not going to wake up tomorrow and say the dollar got kicked off the pedestal. We're not going to wake up next week, next month, or next year. But there will be a process, just like there was before, where countries now have a choice to use another currency, and this will compete for the dollar, which will probably cause the dollar to make a move either significantly upward or significantly downward, depending upon how our country reacts, or should I say how the Federal Reserve reacts to this, because it affects them. They will have to do something rather aggressive with interest rates or stimulus. We could see now more quantitative easing now coming. This is the biggest rebuttal from China that they could ever do. We already knew it was going to happen. It has nothing to do with, you know, tariffs. It was already in the making, but just the timing of it is not so good. So there's a lot. You know, I have a whole white paper on this that I wrote on the yuan plus bubbles in the market, the petro yuan. So I suggest they get that, because here's the key: the petrodollar is backed by treasuries, so it helps fix deficit and spending. You take that away, and the U.S. is now in trouble, which is what's happening, because CNN just came out yesterday with an article saying the U.S. needs to borrow, I'm reading the title, the U.S. needs to borrow almost $300 billion this week. The Treasury just issued, had a shortfall of $250 billion 2 weeks ago, and before that it was a shortfall of $1.16 trillion. We keep going further into this thing. I'm going to make a prediction. $2 trillion is what this is going to add up to be this year of shortfall of Treasuries, and yet they just had a seven-year auction on Wall Street, and nobody wanted to buy it.
Yeah, but David, how do you really stop this? I mean, you keep telling me how much we're spending. We've got to rein it back in. We've got to stop. But how do you really stop it? I mean,
you don't pass a bill of $1.3 trillion and not have the money to pay for it while the world is getting away from the dollar treasuries. You know, and another factor with that is, you know, all this money that was supposed to repatriate from Apple and Microsoft abroad, most of that's held in treasury. So, I mean, if they brought that over to get that money used in their company to hire more people, they have to liquidate the treasury. That's a $3 trillion liquidation in treasuries. Our country can't afford to do that. So there's a lot of problems how this all reacts. And I'm not a doomsdayer. I'm just saying We've been ignoring this for decade upon decade, and we're still ignoring it right now when it's very obvious. I mean, Rick Santelli, very well-respected man, just was talking about this problem on CNBC today. This is not new news, just what he says and what I'm saying, it's not very unpopular to hear. It's because it makes us say we got to stop overspending as a country. But so far, we've not done that. We've gone just the opposite direction. We're setting ourselves up for a big problem. I think it's going to surface next year or the year after. That's why you get some gold. That's why you don't have 100% of your money in stocks. Don't make the same mistake that happened in 2007 where the warning signs were there and they're here again. Don't put 100% of your money in any one thing.
No, you've been saying for a while now on the show that I tell people, you know, you talk about 25, which is, you know, stocks and gold, or I should say stocks, precious metals, cash, and real estate. And, you know, this is proof positive that works or should work, right?
You know, if we go back to what happened in 2007, it certainly worked then. And I see no difference moving forward. You don't want to have all your eggs in one basket. This is why it's important to diversify, not just in paper. Yes, that's important, but you got to diversify outside of paper. This goes against what some financial planners say, what some stockbrokers say, because they've been taught to have 100% of your money in paper. Have some real estate. Don't be overloaded in real estate because it can be a debt instrument. And as the LIBOR arm, which is a rate which mortgages are dictated by, has ballooned in the last month. It's gone up almost a full percent. I mean, that's going to cause more problems in the real estate market. That's one of the bubbles that's being formed I wrote about in my white paper. So I'm not anti-real estate nor anti-stocks and only pro-gold. I'm just saying be balanced. Got to have a balanced approach now more than ever, especially because last time I checked, Noah built the ark before there was even rain clouds. And, you know, we clearly had a flood. We have a flood coming. The obvious things are there. And you text me, will we have the Dow at 20,000 this year? And I said, don't think so, but probably next year or more than likely the year after. Because we're going to have a correction. The financial calamity, which revolves around our debt, says we're going to have a calamity. Anytime a country goes as far into debt and can't manage the debt and they're not having people buy their debt, that creates a financial calamity. It's just a matter of time. And the time of the clock is now ticking rather rapidly. Look at all the things that is happening in the news. Yes, there's going to be people who say, hey, it's not an issue. It's not an issue at all. They said the same thing right before Black Monday, right before 1929, right before the tech bubble in 2000, right before 2007. But those all things happened because the warning signs were obvious. We're seeing the same message, the same storybook being played out.
So you got a little, just about a minute, right? How do people find a white paper, which is titled "Time Is Up: Which Bubble Will Burst First?" Man, we're talking about bubbles a lot today, and I'm not the
It is a bubble,
guy.
And this also is written about the petrol one. They can learn about that. Call our company 844-715-7311, and for your dad, that's 844-715-7311, or go to our website, landmarkgold.com.
Yeah, and you know, and information, again, information is free. They need to get the information from you, at least to give them enough to think about so they can decide what direction they want to head in. And if they're still kind of confused, if they're still not kind of sure, after going to landmarkgold.com or 844-715-7311, give a call. Ask the questions. Figure out what to do, because a lot of people out there, you've got some money, you've got a little nest egg saved, but you really don't know. That's not your area of expertise. You really don't know how to keep it and keep it in your pocket. David, as usual, always a pleasure. Love when I have you on the show. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. Got a lot more coming up after the break. You'll see it on the Real Side.
Meeting is adjourned. Oh, I am sorry, sir. I didn't mean to overstep my bounds. You say that.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
No, you say that, Governor.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?